Woods, how you doing?
Great, Gregor.
All right. So first of all, can you explain what metabolism is?
Oddly enough, I can. So it's your basal metabolic rate, or it might be referred to as your resting metabolic rate. And it's the energy necessary to sustain life. So it's the most basic number of calories to keep vital organs like your brain, your kidneys, liver, and heart, all of those things going in your muscles at rest. So whatever the minimum amount of calories necessary to keep all of those systems going at rest. And everybody's sort of caloric need for that, it varies a little bit. It's a little bit different from person to person.
Okay. So now, is there then a way to calculate what our resting metabolic calorie need is?
There is. And, you know, again, Gregor, the very best way to do it is in a laboratory where they use a metabolic cart, and they measure like the respiratory gas that you put out of your body and how much that you're breathing in during rest. But it's obviously not a practical situation for a lot of people, and it can be kind of expensive to have that assessment done. Now, there's a few things that you can research online, and I want everybody to understand, if you choose to do this, it'll give you a good idea, but it's kind of generic. So you can look up metabolic calculators online, and it'll ask you to key in some simple things, or you can do this. For females, you can multiply 10 times your body weight, and that'll give you an outline of what your caloric need might be before you do any exercise.
So if you're 100 pounds, then you need 1,000.
Correct.
Okay.
And then for men, you're going to multiply 11 times your body weight, because men have a little bit more lean muscle. So the difference being, women tend to carry a little bit more body fat. So their rates are going to be a little bit different, but that's why the variance. Now, I took the liberty of just kind of doing mine quickly. So 11 times 170 pounds works out to 1,870 calories. So that's basically what I need just to live if I'm kind of sitting on the couch all day long.
Okay.
Now, for everybody, again, you can find these factors online. There's an activity factor that goes from 1.2 to 1.9 and everything in between. So if you're a sedentary person and you're not very active, you would measure 1.2 times the number of calories, and that would give you your total caloric intake. Okay. Now, for me, I'm highly active. I cycle every day, and I lift a little bit of weights every day. So my activity factor is 1.725 times my 1,870 calories. That gives me a total intake for the day of about 3,225.
Yeah.
And you know what, Gregor? I don't fluctuate. I fluctuate probably 3 or 4 pounds either way. And, you know, it's pretty close. And now, I wouldn't advise, you know, everybody eating 3,000 calories. But, you know, for most people, for a guy, it's 18 to maybe 2,400, you know, depending on your activity level.
Okay.
And for women, it's probably 1,400 to 1,800, again, depending on your activity level. But a good idea there, you know, probably see a registered dietitian, and they can assess this more critically for you.
Okay, so then when I hear people say, well, you know, oh, my metabolism slowed down, is that truthful, or is that just something we say?
Well, you know, there might be some truth in that, and I just want to point out a couple of things here. The things that affect your metabolism, again, largely genetic, Gregor, you know, your body weight. If you're carrying more body fat, obviously,
yeah,
you know, your need for calories and everything else is probably not going to be very high. But if you're a lean person, you know, like 12 or 13% body fat or lower, you know, metabolically, you're going to need to take in more calories, more proteins and everything else to support that. So you're probably burning a little bit faster than the average person if you're in that area as far as your body composition is concerned.
Okay. Now, it's interesting. So the factors you talked, obviously, one of them is generic and everything. But, well, you know, all the headline hype on speeding or boosting metabolism, can you do anything to actually speed it up?
Well, you can, but I just want to be really clear on this point. It is minimal. It's not as much as what everybody might think. So the two most consistent hypes that are sold, you know, it's exercise and diet. And when I talk about the exercise specifically, you know, professionals talk about you have to develop more lean muscle mass, and that's going to make the difference. You're going to be like build or burn a copious amount more calories. But quite honestly, it's just not true. So, but take this into account. if you have like an extra pound of lean muscle tissue, it's going to burn somewhere between 6 and 10 calories per day, per 24-hour period extra. So if over the course of a couple of years you put on 10 pounds of lean muscle, realistically,
which is a lot.
Which is a lot, and quite frankly, it's hard for the average person to do, Gregor, under ideal circumstance. And, you know, if you're a 40, 50, or 60-year-old person, it's even going to be more difficult. But let's say that you did. It only represents 100 extra calories a day that you're going to burn metabolically. So it's not as much as what people might think.
So 10 pounds of lean muscle is 100 calories a day. And if that's like one Oreo cookie. Right?
That's exactly right.
Oh man. So if you put in all that work and you want to get, and 10 pounds of muscle is much different than 10 pounds of body fat or just gaining weight because you're eating more, right? So we want to put that in. So you do all that hard work and you're like, yeah, now I can eat a little bit more. Basically, you get 100 extra calories.
That's correct. That's all you get. So this is the thing or the point that I want to drive home on metabolism. It is a function of doing a lot of little things right that's going to make the difference to keep you metabolically efficient. So is it still a good idea to weight train and build lean muscle? Absolutely it is. Is it a good idea to get, you know, good sleep and understand the concept of energy balance and not overeating and not eating a lot of processed foods and just maintaining a healthy body weight? All of those things are true, but as you and I both know, Gregor, it takes a great deal of discipline to do a lot of these little things and continue to do them on a daily basis, a weekly basis, like, and over the course of a year. That's going to be what contributes to a really healthy metabolism and a healthy body weight.
Do you have any, like, what are some things, if people are out there like, hey, I got to get a healthy metabolism, which usually if you have a healthy metabolism, it kind of connects to having a proper health or weight, whatever it is for you as an individual, not what your neighbor's weight, because everybody's body's different, but what works for you. Are there some things that we can do to manage healthy metabolism and weight?
Well, actually, there is, and that's a good question. You know, there's a few things that people who do have, maintain a healthy body weight, and have an efficient metabolism, there's some things they have in common. And here's what they are. They kind of weigh themselves once a week because then they have some understanding of whether there's any fluctuation in their weight, number one. And they exercise regularly, Gregor. This is common sense. They exercise 3 to 5 times a week through varying levels of intensity, but the most common form of exercise is walking. You know, so that crosses or transcends a lot of different age demographics. It doesn't matter if you're 15 years old or whether you're 65 years old, everybody can walk. Then understanding this concept of energy balance, they understand that if they want to maintain their weight, they're going to eat as many calories as they need to sustain that. If they need to lose weight, they understand the concept of expending more energy than they put in. So they're at a deficit. So they understand that concept. And the other thing they understand is that eating a diet high in fiber, like rich in vegetables and fruits, and reduced animal proteins, and just a broad section, like a good cross-section of different types of protein, not just from animal sources. Those individuals seem to do better, but those are the things that are consistently the way people with a healthy metabolism, that's how they function.
Well, it's great stuff, man. So basically, speeding up your metabolism I've gained some weight because my metabolism slowed down. That's kind of a nice cop-out that we all use, but really there's probably no truth to it. It's just we are becoming less active and probably eating the same.
Yeah, that's you're absolutely right. Here's one other thing as it relates to that. It's interesting with all the things that you'll read, too, about vitamins and foods and things like that will actually speed up your metabolism. It's complete bunk, Gregor. You know, you can drink a little bit of coffee or eat spicy food, and, you know, you'll get a slightly increased metabolic response to that, but it's not enough on a consistent basis where it would sort of equate to any significant changes in your abdominal girth, for example. So it's negligible improvements with some of the foods and the supplements where nobody should pin their hopes on that. They should do all the things that we talked about instead.
Woods, great stuff, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Gregor. Take care, pal.